Short Field Approach and Landing. The objective of this task is to exhibit satisfactory knowledge, risk management, and skills associated with a short field approach and landing, with emphasis on proper use and coordination of the flight controls. Demonstrate your understanding of landing distance, hazards of other than hard surface runways, obstruction clearance, stabilized approach, energy management, wind conditions and effects, density altitude, emergency procedures during approach and landing, and land and hold short operations. Demonstrate the ability to identify, assess, and mitigate risks encompassing failure to select the appropriate runway based on wind, pilot capability, and aircraft limitations, exceeding the manufacturer's maximum demonstrated crosswind component, operating from other than a hard surface runway, obstruction clearance, climb attitude and stall awareness, wind shear avoidance, tailwind, wake turbulence, task management, low altitude maneuvering, collision avoidance, scanning, obstacle and wire strike avoidance, failure to follow the right-of-way rules, obstacles on approach and landing paths, failure to recognize the need for a go-around or rejected landing, low altitude stall, spin, land and hold short operations, and identify, assess, and mitigate risks encompassing failure to adhere to sterile cockpit requirement. Demonstrate your ability to ensure the aircraft is aligned with the correct or assigned runway. Scan the landing or runway area for possible obstructions to landing. Complete the appropriate approach and landing checklist. Consider the wind conditions, landing surface, obstructions, and select a suitable touchdown point. Establish the recommended approach and landing configuration and airspeed, and adjust pitch attitude and power as required. Maintain a stabilized approach and recommended airspeed, or in its absence, no more than 1.3 VSO with wind gust factor applied, plus 10 or minus 5 knots as recommended by aircraft manufacturer, to a safe maneuvering altitude. Make smooth, timely, and correct control application during the roundout and touchdown. Touchdown smoothly at an appropriate airspeed. Touchdown within the available runway, at or within 200 feet beyond a specified point, threshold markings or runway numbers, with no side drift, minimum float, and with the airplane's longitudinal axis aligned with and over the runway centerline or landing path. Maintain crosswind correction and directional control throughout the approach and landing sequence as required. Execute a safe and timely go-around decision when the approach cannot be made within the tolerances specified or for any other condition that may result in an unsafe approach or landing. Apply brakes as necessary to stop in the shortest distance consistent with safety, and utilize after-landing runway incursion avoidance procedures.